Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show and a good Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 10:06, 6 after 10. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang not all here tonight. Longoria has the night off. He is babysitting, hopefully listening with the kids. Our handsome friend Jason is on the other side of the takeout window tonight. Always good to see him. Low T Chuck is here. You are the new stoic member of the Mark Arum Show.
I know, right? I'm
Longoria.
I'm down.
Ever since he's been full time, I don't know. He gets like 8 weeks of vacation.
Apparently, I got to get his vacation deal because I struggle for vacation days, and he just seems to have a plethora of them.
So he's no longer the stoic Mexican. You are the stoic Montanian.
Nice.
Is that what Montanan? Montanan.
Yes.
What do they call someone from Jefferson? A Jeffersonian?
I guess.
Jennifer Griffey's from Jefferson joins us in studio. What do they call someone from Jefferson?
They do, but I'm not from Jefferson. I just live there.
But is it Jeffersonian?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's very statesmanly.
I'm a Jefferson. See, I'm from Connecticut, and there's no...
Yeah, what are they?
Nutmegger. That's what they call him.
Nutmegger.
Yeah, you're a nutmegger.
Yankee. That's what they call you.
Well, that's just anyone north of Dahlonega to you, but but yeah, it's Connecticutan? No, it's nutmegger. We're just...
That's nutmeggers. Stupid. I like that better.
Nutmegger?
Yeah.
I have no idea what it means. It's like not like there's nutmeg trees growing around in Connecticut. I don't even know if they grow on trees. But anyway, so listen, we got a big show tonight. I got a really important topic to talk about. Johnny Kilbasa is going to join us with a fast food review. But right before we went on the air, there was breaking news. Do we have the breaking news sounder? Can you play that, Jason? I don't know if that's still on Longoria's sheet.
Breaking news.
No,
not the real one.
Not the real one. The Mark Arum breaking.
I'll see if I can find it.
Preet Springs, just don't worry about it. Anyway, I found out before the show, and Chuck, this is going to be breaking news to you.
Nice.
Our lovely news lady here, the apple of our eye, a member of our Christmas card team, Jennifer Griffey's, doesn't own a microwave oven.
What?
In 2016... she has no microwave oven.
I've never had one.
In your whole life?
I mean, my parents had one, but I have never had one.
You're so weird.
What, why?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Let's not jump to conclusions. Maybe there's some. You get what they do, right?
Yeah, I get it. But I don't eat a lot of TV dinners, and I don't cook that much. And plus, they take up too much counter space, and even above the stove. I don't need it.
Wow, I use ours all the time.
Like, it's invaluable.
Yeah. Just use a stovetop.
To heat up coffee, or?
What if you had leftovers from the night before?
Put them in the oven.
Really? Yes, you use the oven instead of the microwave.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, that's what my grandparents used to do.
Well, you know, watch yourself over there.
That's what they did on Little House on the Prairie.
No, I didn't mean you were old. I didn't mean it like that.
Really?
I'm just saying that's what they did because they didn't have a microwave.
I didn't have a microwave for a majority of my childhood. I think it was, you know, I was 10, 11, 12 years old before we actually got a microwave in the house.
And you couldn't live without it?
Well, when I was a kid, if my parents are going out, they'd make me a TV dinner. You know, the Swanson's
right.
Hungry Man. And it would take 50 minutes in the oven.
Oh, it'd take forever, but it's so much better.
And in the microwave, it's like 7.5 minutes. And so that's a game changer to me. And so when I lived in college, I had an apartment that didn't have an oven.
Oh.
But I had a microwave. And that was all I needed.
But some food doesn't taste right with microwaves.
Not that I'm doing a lot of cooking or anything. But it's such, to me, it's such a throwaway convenience. It's like, I don't even know how much they cost. They're like $30 now.
Oh, they're so cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Donnie doesn't want a microwave?
No. Mm-mm. We're good.
Is your oven gas or is it electric?
It's electric.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you've never once in your adult life been like, oh, I wish I had a microwave to make this popcorn or whatever.
No. I'll just use the Jiffy Pop on the stove.
You are Mary Ingalls. Look at you.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Like, I didn't even think people didn't. It's one of those things you just assume. Yeah. It's like a cell phone. You just assume everybody has one.
I would think the penetration of microwaves is deeper than the penetration of cell phones.
Yeah.
I just assumed my grandmothers had microwave ovens. They used them all. They loved them.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan.
I love that your first argument was counter space.
Well, it takes up too much space.
But you don't cook, so how much counter space do you need?
I have a small house, so I don't want that stupid microwave taking up half my counters.
They make tiny ones.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm good, really. But thank you so much.
So if I get you a microwave for Christmas, so a little tiny microwave, you don't want it.
No, I do not.
You'll give it to charity or whatever.
I will, yes.
Jason, you seem to be in agreement. Do you not have a microwave either?
I own one. I cannot tell you the last time I used it.
What about the missus? Does she use it?
No, I do all the cooking.
See? There you go.
And leftovers, throw them in a pan or the oven, 100% with her.
But then you got to do dishes, and it's a pain in the tuchus.
Oh, good grief.
And the oven,
I may boil water in it occasionally.
Yeah.
That's about it.
And they're dirty and they're gross.
Well, you clean them.
It's an oven. Yeah, it's just like an oven.
No. Do you ever use the microwave here at the station?
No.
Does it freak you out that we have microwaves here?
Yeah, it does because God knows who's been in there.
Do they scare you?
They're kind of gross. Yeah.
They're not going to the bathroom
There is so much splatter in there that I don't even want to know.
Well, yeah, and here. But if you had one at home, you could clean it or get Donnie to clean it.
I don't want one.
All right.
Not at all. Thank you.
I'm just, it's 2016. You don't.
Yeah.
You never had a desire.
No desire.
Nothing.
Not for that, no.
Is there any other appliance that you don't own?
No.
You have a hot water heater?
Okay. You know what?
Indoor plumbing?
Indoor plumbing. We just got that.
just got that. The Jeffersonian. All right.
Yeah.
Very good. What about your smush, your sister? She have one?
Oh, yeah. She's
And your mom's got one.
Yeah.
So you're just the weird sheep of the family.
Well, yeah. You know, somebody's got to do it.
All right. Interesting. Well, thank you for spending time with us, Jennifer.
Anytime, buddy.
Jennifer will have the latest news, weather, and traffic coming up at the bottom of the hour. I didn't have any intention of talking about this tonight, but I couldn't believe that Jennifer, at 39 years old, has never owned a microwave.
I mean, if there was one person in our group that wouldn't have one, she'd be at the top of the list. But it's still very surprising.
The microwaves, to me, are ubiquitous.
Yeah.
Everyone has one. I have had microwaves and not clothes washers and dryers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's been when I moved out of the dorms and got my first apartment, a microwave was the first. I had a washer and dryer hookup.
You never
still went to the laundromat.
Yeah, exactly.
The first thing I bought was a microwave.
I got my first washer and dryer 5 years ago. I never use them.
I was just saying.
But I always had a microwave. I had a microwave in my dorm room.
We weren't even supposed to have them.
How do you make Easy Mac?
I don't eat Easy
Mac. Or ramen noodles or...
Boil them.
I made ramen soup tonight. I know. I have to say, my college roommate thought it was so gross that I did ramen noodles in the microwave. He always boiled the water. He claimed it tastes better. And I'm like, oh, for God. First of all, it's ramen noodles. Let's not get carried away.
There's very little taste differential. Yeah. But I do agree. I think that the Hungry Man dinner tastes better if you put it in the oven.
Yeah.
But who has 50 minutes to wait for... a dinner to cook like that.
I don't know if you remember this. I specifically remember this because I have yet to get a solid answer from Tailgater. But a year or so ago, we argued about the best way to cook a Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
And I said, it tastes better if you do it in the oven on one of those stones. And he just thought I was the biggest weirdo in the planet. He argued with me. And I was like, no, I'm serious. Do it in a microwave. Do it. And he said the same thing. Who's got 50 minutes for a Hot Pocket, man? Just put it in the microwave.
Do they even have instructions on how to heat a Hot Pocket in the oven?
I
wouldn't think so.
I'd have to look. I've got some in the office.
All of mankind cooks Hot Pockets in the, except maybe Jason.
Jason, what do you
do with a Hot Pocket?
I'm not sure I've ever eaten a Hot Pocket.
Oh, man.
Wow.
All right. We know what we're bringing in tomorrow on the show. So I just this throw out there. Is anyone out there not have a microwave oven in 2016? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. That is a head scratcher to me. I'm more surprised if you don't have a microwave than if you don't have a cell phone. I think there's a deeper penetration in society of people with microwaves than with cell phones.
I've only had a cell phone for about a year and a half.
Yeah. You are Grizzly Adams, dude.
Yeah, don't always need them.
You ever read that book, My Side of the Mountain?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, that's you. Living in a hollowed out tree. cooking berries and bark and all that stuff. So I was blown away by that. Blown away by that. If I ever move to a new house, the first thing I do is I make sure I have a cable, TV, and a microwave. That's all I need to survive.
I need a washer and dryer.
I haven't done laundry since 1993.
You might be smarter on that front than I am.
It's not worth my time to do it.
I agree.
Yeah, it's so much easier to drop it off, get it done, $20 a week, done. It would take me 6 hours to do it, and instead of wasting 6 hours of my time, I pay $20. It's the greatest thing ever. All right, real quick. I mean, we're not going to spend a ton of time on this. I'm just blown away that Jennifer Griffiths does not have a microwave. Ron is in Canton. Ron, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. What's going on, buddy?
I was just interested in your talk on microwave, and I read news from all over the place, and I read an article like a week or two ago, and it said that when you microwave the food in the microwave, it actually changes the food at a molecular level a little bit. And I like to cook. I got lazy and started cooking, heating up canned chili in the microwave. And then after I read that, I tried it again, you know, heating it up on the stove, and it tastes better off the stove than you do when you microwave.
I have no doubt. Things are better not cooked in a microwave. They taste better. If you do a mac and cheese and you do it in the oven instead of the Stouffer's mac and cheese, you get the nice crust on it. It's I get it. But the convenience of the microwave totally surpasses any taste benefit. So you do own a microwave though, Ron, right?
Oh, I do. I use it occasionally, you know. Not that much, but on some.
But it's there. Here, actually, are you ready? I actually have statistics on this. That's how amped up I am. 97.8% of Americans own refrigerators.
How many?
97.8% of American households have a refrigerator in it. I don't want to be in the 2.2.
I was just going to say, I know a few folks.
Kramer went sans microwave, yes. Sans refrigerator the one time. 96.6% of Americans have gas or electric stoves. So I was in that 3.4% that didn't have a stove when I was in college in my apartment. But I didn't cook. I didn't eat it. It was not a big deal.
There was a few ovens. Times we were stuck with the wood stove.
93.2% of people have microwaves in America. 93.2%.
I thought that would be 100.
It should be.
I just thought that.
Because
just
a stove is expensive. A refrigerator is expensive. A microwave you can find on the side of the road.
Yeah. They're pretty durable. They last for a while. I have the same microwave. I've had the same one for about 15 years. And it works just as well as it did from day one.
Only 47%. Oh, no, that's only use house cell phones. Try to find the percentage of cell phone usage in America, Chuck.
Okay.
Marco in Lilburn.
We need more lemon plates.
Welcome to the show, Marco. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing?
I'm assuming you and your hot Asian wife have a microwave, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like to heat my food up also on the stove because it just, you know, when you cook in the microwave, it gets hard on the edges and stuff, but the wife loves it. I mean, if the food ain't screaming, she don't want to come out screaming.
I just can't imagine. I mean, obviously, I could live without it, but it makes life so much simpler. So much simpler.
It does. I mean, exactly. Yeah, like you said, I don't want to wait 50 minutes either, but for certain things, if we're watching a movie, we'll, you know, reheat some fish cakes or, like you said, Hot Pockets.
Fish cakes.
Instead of a whole oven, you get a toaster oven.
Yeah, toaster ovens are money too. When I didn't have an oven in college, I had a toaster oven.
Toaster ovens are very, very nice.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're
very
legit. Nice.
Great invention right there, the toaster oven. In fact, I have never owned a regular toaster. I have just owned toaster ovens. I've never had one of those things where you the slices.
Yeah, the little slots.
That to me is those are antiques.
Hot neighbor and I bought our first appliance buy.
Yeah,
was a little toaster, a slot toaster, and I haven't had one my entire
life. Two slots
or just two? Because we don't do that much with it.
I've never owned a legitimate slot toaster in my life. Maybe I'll buy one on the way home. But a toaster oven is so...
It's going to be about $7.
Toaster oven's so good. All right, well, we're not going to spend the whole show on this, but who out there does not own a microwave in 2016? And do you think that's nuts like I do? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter @MarkArum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
This is Lois Griffin, and you are listening to The Mark Arum Show.
Ten 51 degrees on Peachtree Street. This weather cannot make up its mind. Mark Arum with you till midnight. We'll get to some serious stuff in a minute, but I'm just baffled by the fact that Jennifer Griffiths does not own a microwave in 2016. Kentucky Fried Lee joins us on the program. How are you, Bubba?
Bubba, how you doing tonight?
Hanging in, sir. What's going on?
I will tell you, first of all, that which must be obeyed at home and hopefully listening to the radio right now, she has every convenience in the house, so we won't go there. But I want to talk about my late father. If he was still alive, first of all, he was in the restaurant equipment and supply business. And you would think someone in that would have every modern convenience in the house, right?
Sure, yeah.
Not. My father, he died in 98. He never had a microwave, and all we had was a stove and an oven. Didn't even have an electric coffee maker, a Mr. Coffee. My mother, up until when she passed away, used an old-fashioned percolator in that.
A percolator. Now, the percolators do make some damn good coffee, though. I will admit that.
I mean, best coffee you ever had.
Yeah. I remember going to my grandmother's house. She, you know, on holidays, she'd have that big contraption, the percolator. But I don't even have a regular coffee maker in my house. I just have Keurig machines now. I don't even have the single, you know, you make a pot kind of thing. I don't even have those.
Yeah. People have a Keurig. I mean, we have two coffee makers in our house, you know, for 10 cups. One my wife has in her little office she uses upstairs for convenience, and I got one in the kitchen. I mean, we have all the conveniences. That's not an issue. But my father, never that stuff. We moved from one house to another around 1972. That's the first time that we had a dryer in our house. My mother hung the washout.
Sure, the clotheslines. I'm assuming, Chuck, you had clotheslines growing up in Montana, right? You would just put the clothes out.
Oh, yeah. It was the worst, man. And clothes were always super stiff and itchy.
I never had that.
Oh, it was awful.
But Lee, I get your father not doing that. Because, if you grew up in the Depression era or what have you, you're not going to get a microwave. You're old school. But Jennifer's a young pup. That surprises me that her husband isn't like, dude, we're getting a microwave in the house. This is crazy.
Does he do the cooking?
I have no idea what's going on in that house.
Yeah, so it's an odd house.
I have no idea.
I would, just because it does make things easier. Like, even baking. Like, if it calls for melted butter, I'm not doing it on the stove.
Exactly.
Just throw it in the microwave. It takes 10 seconds.
Exactly right.
If
you're over 80 and don't have a microwave, I'll give you a pass. If you're under 80 and don't have a microwave, I don't know what's going on in your world. We'll continue this weird conversation. I apologize. We'll get to the important stuff eventually. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Who among you does not own a microwave in 2016? This is the Mark Arum Show. Slick in your new crib, same hand that you hook
with, swing around like you stupid. Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back to the show. 10:36, 24 in front of 11. Mark Arum at your beck and call till midnight every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Longoria off tonight. Jason's filling in on the other side of the takeout window. Low T Chuck, beard and all, screening the calls. That beard will be gone January 1, yay or nay? What's the deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When I get back from Montana, I will be...
You will. Sand
freshly
beard.
Shorn.
All right. It's filling in nice.
It's
almost at hipster level, though, as we discussed.
Yeah.
It's getting to hipster level. Jason
I feel like birds are going to nest in it soon.
Your beard is now longer than Jason's beard.
Yeah, he's normal. He trims his. Yeah. I look like a homeless person.
I haven't trimmed mine in forever.
Hot neighbor told me I look like Santa Claus with his red sweater.
You look
on,
like
though.
A former homeless person.
Do I?
Yeah, newly
found home homeless person.
Okay. I know homeless people that own microwaves. FYI,
that's true.
That's how many people own microwaves in this world, except for our own news gal Jennifer Griffey's. Right before the show, again, we get sidetracked on the Mark Graham Show way too often. I apologize for that, but I found out literally 2 minutes before we went on the air that Jay Griff does not own a microwave, and that boggles my mind. In 2016, it's just such a great appliance to have. I'm just curious if anyone out there also doesn't own a microwave. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Russ in Gainesville.
Russ, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
Welcome to the program, Russ. How are you, sir?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Excellent. What's going on?
Well, I think microwaves are the greatest thing ever invented. But you reminded me of something.
Okay.
I read one time in a science book that microwaves do not make the plate hot. The food getting hot is what makes
the plate hot. Correct.
That's what it said.
Now, I don't know the scientific thing, but I know what a microwave, I think, does, and I could be way off on this. It heats up the water in the food. That's what it does. So there's no water in a plate, so the plate's not going to get hot.
Well, I've never tested it, so I'm about to nuke a plate for about 5 minutes and see if it
check
gets
it
hot.
Out. Here's what I found out today, actually. Ironically, I saw a video on Facebook. Do not put a jar of Nutella in the microwave. Google that.
What is that? The chocolate peanut butter stuff?
Hazelnut chocolate spread? Nutella?
Yeah.
It's, apparently it blows up. There's a lot of things you can't put in a microwave. And you, I don't know if this is still the case. You might know this, Russ. You used to go into a place when microwaves first came out, you go into a restaurant and there'd be a sign on the door. Heads up, microwaves in use in this restaurant. Because apparently, I don't know if they still do, they jack with people's pacemakers. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, yeah. I think I remember that.
Google that, yeah. Chuck, and see if that's still a thing. Because I remember going into a restaurant, and it would say, heads, like a warning sign, warning, microwaves in use in this facility. I think it used to jack with pacemakers. And I don't think microwaves got more advanced. I think pacemakers got more advanced. Jesse is calling from Anchorage, Alaska. No joke. Are you calling from Alaska, Jesse?
Yep, I was born and raised in Atlanta, though, and my mom was listening to your show and told me I had to call in.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, welcome, Alaska, one of the most beautiful states out there. I went on an Alaskan cruise last year, and I loved it.
Oh, nice. We just moved here this summer.
What took you to go to Alaska?
My husband's in the military.
Oh, very cool. So you haven't had an Alaskan winter yet, then?
No, experiencing our first. We have 8.5 inches of snow on the ground right now.
Oh, my goodness, really?
Yep.
Wow. All right, so In Anchorage, Alaska, I'm assuming microwave is a necessity, no?
Actually, we have not used a microwave at home in, I think, 6 or 7 years, which is why my mom told me I had to call in.
Why have you gone without the microwave?
She's about it.
Why did you decide to dump the microwave?
Honestly, like, I got tired of the food being rubbery, and it would be half cold, half hot, so I just heat stuff up in the toaster oven or on the stove.
Well, there's certain things you shouldn't nuke that will be rough. Like, you don't, if you have old pizza, you don't nuke old pizza. You put that
no,
in the toaster
that
oven.
To go in the toaster oven.
Exactly.
Or I'm gonna steal it. Yeah.
Listen, I love the toaster oven.
But even stew, it'll be ice cold in the middle and burning hot on the outside.
Stew, Alaskan
it's
stew,
no good.
Moose stew from Alaska.
Haven't had that yet.
Well, you gotta, you know, you gotta
moose
stir
stew
it.
Is good. Yeah, you gotta stop
stir
it.
You know, you cook
through.
It for 2 minutes and then stir it and then put it back in. I guess it's kind of a pain.
Or you just put it in a pot on the stove and it heats up evenly and it's delicious.
But then what do you have to do? You have to clean the pot.
Well, yeah.
I'm anti-dishes. I hate doing dishes, so.
You don't even cook, so it's
I true,
deal.
It's true. I do not cook. I use the microwave more than anything else. I use it for soups. You know, the chunky soup. You just pop
it
in.
Pops can put it in.
Easy Mac. Boom, right in there. Reheating leftovers is probably the biggest thing I do, is reheating leftovers in there.
Yeah, we do that mostly in the toaster oven, so.
All right, listen, I love the toaster oven. So do you not have a microwave, or you just choose not to use it?
Our house here has a built-in one, and our last house that we lived in North Carolina also had a built-in one. In North Carolina, we use it as a bread box, and here we use it to hold our roasting pan.
When I first bought my house, I think I bought my house in 2004, and I didn't use my stove for probably the first year that I lived in the house because I had the toaster oven and I wasn't doing any cooking. And I remember I was having a poker game at my house, and Jeff Rodemoyer, I still remember his name, turned on my oven to preheat it for something. He was going to cook something during the poker game.
Something you had in there?
I had like sweaters in there and stuff. You know, I used my stove as storage, my oven as storage, and it almost set the house on fire.
Yeah, you can't do that. You have to put a sign on it or something.
Yeah, don't use this. Well, Jesse, I'm honored that you called from Alaska. You can listen to the Mark Arum Show on the WSB Radio app if you want to download that.
Yeah, she had me turn it on. She said, listen to this for a little bit and then call in.
That's awesome. So what time is it there right now, Jesse?
I think it's about 7, maybe. We're 4 hours behind.
So 6:42. All right, so we're drive time in Anchorage right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
We're dark here for a couple hours, so yeah.
Very cool. All right, well, stay safe this winter, Jess.
Thanks.
All right, take care.
Hey, I got an answer for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
According to heart.org, microwaves is listed amongst the devices with little to no risk for pacemakers.
Now. Or is it always?
I can't.
You don't remember seeing those signs?
No. I didn't have, why would I pay attention to those signs? I barely pay attention to signs I should pay attention to, let alone ones I don't have to attention to.
I'm gonna find a sign, a microwave pacemaker sign. This had to be a thing. Yeah, look, there's a ton of them. Danger, pacemaker wear, do not enter this room, microwave ovens in use.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that it was true. Like that
oh, you think it was just like,
yeah, oh, I mean, all this right. Have you read some of the security thing warnings on, you know, labels on different devices? They're ridiculous.
But they still sell these signs. This is still being sold. I could buy these signs right now.
I think that's just to cover their own rear ends.
Interesting.
I really don't. All I'm going with is.
That used to be a thing.
I'm sure maybe it was. Not. I just don't know if it was actually a thing. I got you.
Landon joins us next on the program. Hello, Landon.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, brother?
Not a lot. Just driving home from work and heard something y'all were talking about that I thought I should call in for.
All right. Are you a current microwave owner?
I'm not a current microwave owner. Obviously, grew up with them, but I'm a professional chef, live in Atlanta, so got used to cooking through other ways. Of course, you know, there are a lot of restaurants that do use them, but I just kind of figured I try to speak for good nutrition and nice, wholesome food, so I try to not be too much of a hypocrite. And what I told my wife, after much chagrin, she allowed us to get rid of our microwave, but I always say nothing good comes out of a microwave. There's a couple things you can do. You mentioned melting butter. You can, you know, melt chocolate, maybe reheat a braised item or something. But other than that, the only thing that come out of microwaves are processed, preservative-ridden, boxed foods. And to me, if it comes out of a microwave, there's just a much better chance that it's incredibly not healthy.
But I'm not saying you need to go out and buy frozen dinners and lean cuisines and all that stuff. But, you know, for my microwave, reheating leftovers is a big thing I do. Or reheating a cup of coffee or...
Right, yeah, totally useful. I mean, reheating coffee is kind of gross, but totally useful. But will you say that you don't ever make Easy Mac or ramen noodles or a lean cuisine?
No, but I'm a disgusting eater, though. So
right,
I mean,
but if you don't have a microwave, you can't eat any of that stuff.
Then I'd go to
You just do it on the stove or the oven.
So just it eliminates the possibility of eating some of those things, which are delicious, obviously. But that was kind of my thing. I didn't want to be a hypocrite. If I'm going to speak about this kind of stuff, I wanted to try to live by it. So it was hard at first. The worst thing is popping popcorn is a little annoying. But once I taught my wife how to pop popcorn in a pot, it's much better.
But to be fair, one of the biggest taste differences out there is the taste of microwave popcorn versus, you know, regular popcorn. And it's gotten better over the years. But I remember the first microwave popcorn, it tasted like armpits. It was not a good taste.
It's definitely not, just because of the way they package it, the way they make it to be able to just be thrown in a microwave as opposed to cooking it the more traditional way, you have to eliminate some of those nice, wholesome, natural aspects of your food.
Yeah. Do you want to give a shout-out to where you're a chef? We can come visit you?
Absolutely, man. I've actually been on the Belinda Skelton Show once before, but I'm a chef over at Cooks and Soldiers Restaurant.
I love Cooks and Soldiers.
Have you been in?
Oh, of course.
Oh, man, well, next time you're in, please let me know, let whoever know that you're there. I'm I'm probably one of Atlanta's only conservative chefs, at least as far as I know.
That must be fun.
I'm definitely the only one that listens to WSB religiously. So please let me know you're there. I'd love to take care of you.
Yeah, you're. I don't live too far from that place. So yeah, I come in there pretty frequently. I will search you. Is this your real name, Landon, or are you using an alias?
Yeah, my name is Landon Thompson. I'm the executive chef at Cooks and Soldiers.
That's like a Mayflower name right there, Landon Thompson.
My wife's name is Windsor. We have cool names.
Oh my goodness, that's. You should be a senator or something with that name, Landon Thompson.
Maybe one day.
All right, well, Landon, listen, appreciate it. I'll definitely come in and see you. A chef not having a microwave, I get that. Stays true to the art. When I worked at a restaurant, they didn't have the town restaurant I worked at, they didn't have a microwave there.
I haven't actually seen too many. Hot neighbor's younger sister worked in food forever, and I haven't seen too many.
The skinny one or the fuller one?
Yeah, the skinny one.
All right.
I haven't seen too many microwaves in the kitchen.
Yeah, I guess because you have everything else there, I guess.
Yeah,
and you have people to do stuff.
Yeah,
melt this butter for me.
If I had people cooking for me, then I wouldn't worry about a microwave exactly. Either. I'd be like, do that stuff on the stove.
Yeah, Maria, as in Johns Creek. Maria, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
I don't have a microwave either.
No, do you mind if I ask a very impolite question? How old you are?
I am 64.
Have you ever owned a microwave, or you've never owned one?
About 40 years ago.
And you got rid of it. Why? Why did you get rid of the microwave?
The same reason that Jennifer, the girl that works on your radio station.
Counter space?
Counter space. And yeah, that's the reason. I don't want anything on my counter, and I don't want it over my stove.
Understood. So, and you've lived the last 40 years fine. You have no issue with it?
No, and I don't have a TV either.
What? Really? How long have you been without a TV?
A long time. 10 years.
So you cannot watch me every morning on Channel 2. That's sad.
But I listen to you on the radio.
Well, I guess that's good. That's still good. Wow, no TV, no microwave. You are Mary Ingalls. This is yeah. You're not in Johns Creek. You're a little house on the prairie.
I'm making jewelry as I'm talking to you. Well, I always have a creative project going on. I have a workroom in my home.
I've often thought about what life would be like without a television. I've never thought about what life would be like without a microwave. That's isn't that weird? I'd be like, well, if I didn't have a TV, I'd read a lot more and I'd get stuff done and I'd do. But I've never been like, well, if I didn't have a microwave, I would waste time heating up a can of soup.
Yeah, nobody thinks like that. No. It doesn't seem like a productive use of your time.
All right, we'll do one more segment on microwaves, then we'll move along. We'll finish up with your calls. On Twitter, by the way, I got the Twitter poll up, whether or not you own a microwave in 2016. 404-872-0750. On Twitter, at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show. There goes the love I have, but you cheated on me, and
that's for that now. It must be the sad. You got me like that.
Welcome back to the show, 10:54, finishing up on the great microwave controversy of 2016. JR joins us on the program. What up, JR?
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Hey, big boy.
Hey, what's going on? Yes, I do own the microwave.
Excellent.
I've owned one for probably at least 30 years now. Oh, I'm an old school person. Now
I have
to have a microwave.
JR, am I going to see you at Captain Herb's Toys for Tots event on Saturday?
Yeah, we're going to be at Toys for Tots, and I've got some bands lined up. I've got Aviva the Flying Penguins, Marcel Porch Pickers are going to be back this year. Yeah, so come on out, folks.
All right. We'll be out there 11 a.m. Saturday, Fred's Barbecue House, Lithia Springs.
Exactly.
Captain Herb's annual Toys for Tots thing. Also, Chuck, if you want to join me in Alpharetta on Friday, I'll be at Clark's Christmas Kids at the Walmart in Alpharetta. You're welcome to join me if you
nice.
Want.
Nice.
All right. Tori's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Tori.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. What's going on, Tori?
I heard you talking about microwaves, and you said that a microwave heats up the water and food.
I'm guessing. Isn't that what it does, or no?
You're sort of right, because as a physics student,
okay.
I would know. The microwaves, which is radio waves, they, cool radio, but they vibrate the particles in your food, which creates heat, which heats it up. And that I was thinking about that, and I also would like to say that the reason you can't put metal in a microwave is because if the radio waves hit the metal, it'll start conducting electricity, and that's why when you put metal in a microwave, you'll see it like spark and explode.
No tin foil. Really cool. You cannot put tin foil in the microwave.
Oh yeah, no.
So, as a physics student, Tori, do you own a microwave? Are you okay with cooking food in it?
I use a microwave religiously.
Yeah. Because it's 2016. That's,
yeah.
And it's easy.
It's not 1916, it's 2016.
Exactly right. Can you imagine a world where you wouldn't use a microwave?
Well, I could, but that would be a lot more difficult than I'm willing to do.
I agree. And how old are you, Tori?
I'm 17.
All right, so good. The younger generation is keeping up the microwave culture going with
us. Yeah, all I eat is raviolis and ramen, so.
What kind of like Chef Boyardee? What kind of ravioli?
Oh, yeah, Chef Boyardee. I love the lasagna. But I'm also leaning towards the beefaroni.
That's where we differ. I'm an Italian food snob. I will eat SpaghettiOs, though. Are you a SpaghettiOs fan?
Oh, I love SpaghettiOs.
Yeah. SpaghettiOs are legit. Now, as long as you don't get the ones with the hot dogs in them.
Oh, God,
what?
No.
Have you ever seen those?
Those are the best.
No.
They're God, so gross.
What is wrong with you?
You don't even know what baked ziti is.
Listen.
I love the fact that I've got
you're such a jerk.
Friends texting me pictures of baked ziti to show
all
to you.
All weekend long, you're just
absolutely
sending
love
me
it.
Pictures of it.
Tori, do you know what baked ziti is?
I'm pretty sure I've had that before. Okay.
She doesn't know.
my friend texted me the other day. She's like, ask Chuck if he knows what spaghetti and meatballs is.
You guys are not funny.
Bless your heart. All right, Tori, well, listen, thanks for listening to the Mark Arum Show. Keep in touch, buddy.
No problem.
All right. People want to talk about this. I wanted to move along, but we're going to keep talking about the microwave anti-revolution that Jennifer Griffiths is starting. I've got my Twitter poll up on whether or not you own a microwave, yes or no. 95% of respondents own a microwave, 5% say no, which actually jives with the statistics that we saw, Chuck. I think it was 94% of Americans
94.
Own a microwave and 6% don't. So the Mark Arum Twitter poll is in lockstep with that. Also on Instagram, MarkArum. We're going to come back with more of your calls. Tony, Eric, Brad, and John will talk microwaves, appliances. This isn't the Home Fix-It Show. It's the Mark Arum Show. 404-872-0750. You are listening to WSB.
That's right.
In the middle of the day now, baby, I seem to think of only you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.